Well, we had been alluding here to a little news story that one member of the Spirit Morning Show team has joined a rather elite and exclusive part of the worldwide golfing community.
Congratulations, Chris.
Well, I will share with everyone that it wasn't me.
Oh,
but the news was broken to me by someone who actually had, I think he was getting verklempt. When I was called and told about this event, I mean, there was almost tears.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing some work going, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's an old saying that a blind squirrel, even a blind squirrel, can find an acorn now and then. And yesterday, as I was playing with a group of guys that I play with most Sundays at Indian Creek since it opened, actually, especially one guy in particular, one of my best buddies from high school, guy struggled on the front nine. I'll be totally honest, I had a 48 on the front nine, not real good, and we made the turn and started golfing a little bit better. First three holes, parred all three of those, which is very rare for me, and walked up to a par three into the wind.
And you hit a goose in the head with your ball.
Almost. That was earlier, though.
Oh. Yeah.
But, yes, the blind squirrel found a hole-in-one on hole number four.
Yay!
At Indian Creek in Elkhorn on their Greyhawk 9, one of three nines they have there.
And, blind squirrel being you, of course.
I am the blind squirrel, and I found my acorn in the cup at hole number four on Greyhawk. The odds for an amateur golfer, about 18,000 to 1 is what they are.
Yeah.
So about 18. And pros, even for pros, 3,000 to 1. It was just a very surreal moment for me. I've golfed for a long, long time. Never, ever dreamt that I would have one. And it was I was giddy, if I may use that word.
Afterwards?
I pranced around the tee box a little bit. I did.
Oh.
I did a little frolic in there, Chris. Right. I immediately
borrowed
my buddy's cell phone to try to call my wife. Of course, I couldn't get her. Tried to call my son. Of course, couldn't get him either. And eventually did hook up with him and was able to share my my joy.
And called your buddy Bruce.
I did call my buddy Bruce later on in the day when
he was out doing what?
Golfing. That's right. In the heat of the afternoon over at the Players Club with a buddy.
Yep.
But that was. Again, it's just a very surreal thing when you know that it really means something. I mean, that was the first thing I wanted to do was call Tammy just to share that joy and news with her and call my son, who's also loves to golf. And, we let out such a bunch of hooting and hollering on the tee box that golfers surrounding us then came up later and said, was that a hole-in-one? And there was a lot of high-fiving and handshaking, and it was just
beautiful.
Very, very fun. And then I will be totally, God is my witness, of course, after that, so I'm 2 under after 4, which is like the first time in my life, completely blew up, lost my mind and my focus after my hole-in-one, and double bogeyed the next hole, and then proceeded to either double bogey or bogey out for a 43. In the end, and so I had a hole in one and shot 91. So go figure. But
nobody cares about that bogey stuff. It's the hole in one thing that matters.
No, that's true.
As we proceed here, I don't know that this can quite compare with knowing me and knowing T.
This is Bruce has become a bard, a B-A-R-D.
But
the
I
bard
thought,
of Omaha.
I composed a little poem here that I call an ode to a hole in one.
Now, women out there, I just want to say this. Have you noticed the change of emotion in these two men? I mean, this is T is frolicking and prancing, and Bruce is writing poems, and it's all over this
stupid hole in one.
That's right.
I just remember this next time I get just a little excited about something, and you all go, oh, it's a girl thing.
Just reveling over.
Listen to you. You're waxing poetic, and he's frolicking. It's just incredible what a little hole in one does.
Prancing.
It ain't little.
It's a big event.
It is.
It's a big event.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I've gotten only a few inches away from one.
Share the love. Go ahead. Come on. Let's hear this poem.
Can't wait.
Okay, here we go. On the fourth tee at Greyhawk, three pars under my belt. I surveyed the shot. Any golfer knows how I felt. Water and sand to the right. Trees and a cart path also in my sight. 157 yards, I selected my club. Into the wind, a 5-iron should do. I hope I don't flub. It felt like a good swing as the club hit the ball. As it left the tee, it looked like enough club to make the long haul. The ball hit the ground, 8 feet from the pin. It rolled, and it rolled, and then it dropped in. There were high fives and hugs as my friends shared my joy. A shout you could hear all the way to Hanoi.
Joy.
Then,
Hanoi. Get it?
After the, then after the bliss, it was on to the fifth. I could.
Oh, great.
I could barely breathe as the next shot I hit. Then through the trees and the sticks, when it was over, I carted a six.
Sticks, six.
There we go, yep. Dear God, I love this game. With its ups and its downs, I just cannot wait to play my next round. Congratulations, T. Scott Marr.
Wow.
Breathe above the water.
I don't know what to say.
Breathe above the water. I will tell you.
My sides. I have tears are falling out of my eyes.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was very good. Short notice like that.
Yeah, okay.
I really appreciate that. That was very good. And I will tell you that the first
25 years of marriage, I never have gotten a pope. 25 years
you haven't
of
hit a hole in one.
Hit a hole in one.
Three babies. I gave birth to three babies.
Babies three, I gave birth to.
I have never gotten a pope, but yet you, hole in one, all of a sudden there's frolicking and prancing and joy and love. I'm surprised you're not throwing flower petals up in the air, you two.
Well, that's worthy.
I did say thank you, Lord. As soon as it went in, I said, I just looked up and said, thank you, Lord. I don't know if he cares about golf or not, but he allowed me to have beautiful. That.
Well, that's why I put the dear God, moment. I love this game
there you
line
go.
In there.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you. That was very, very nice. And
frame that and put it in the frame that or next to the frame
love.
You got from your Indian Creek.
Man love. I don't really know if
healthy
you know
platonic.
That far. It's just
healthy platonic,
you know,
man it, love.
Yeah, and it's also the love of a game that is very frustrating for most of us. And so, yeah when something like that happens, and again, my son, cordial and genuinely happy for me, though he was, said, I can't believe you got a hole in one before I did. Because he's a much better golfer. The guys that I golf with, much better golfers than I. They cart lower scores every time we go out. They've never had one. So that's how rare it is in the world of golf for us amateurs. But amateurs like me, I'm a hacker. Yeah. I'll admit it. I'm a bogey golfer.
I kind of felt that way when Denise made the perfect lasagna.
Okay, well, we'll write an ode to that.
We will.
There's not a lot that rhymes with lasagna, though, I got to tell you.
That's true.
I mean, Bruce with his sticks and his icks. And
no, I like the Hanoi thing.
The joy in Hanoi. La joy.
That was a good one.
That was very good.
Healthy
well, thank you for taking,
man love.
Taking the time to do that. I really do appreciate that.
Oh,
the music
25
was,
years of marriage, never got a poem, and no matter what.
But I know you're happy for me.
You get a poem for your hole in one.
Yep. The Titanic music was especially a nice touch.
For the fifth hole.
Really brought it. Yeah, that really brought it home to
right
me.
Back to ground.
Yeah,
it
really did.
Tune in at 8 o'clock to hear more.
No, thanks.
No, I don't think so.
No. We're done. It's done.
It's over.
I'm done.
We've reveled, pranced, and frolicked, and prosed.
I just wanted to share it with my friends, and I didn't. Wasn't going to bring it up.
There we go.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You weren't going to bring it up. Oh,
not to, to Bruce. I called him.
Yeah, he called me.
But other than that, no, I'm... I mean,
I chose to make the theatrical production out of it.
So. 25 years of marriage.
Reveling.
Never got a poem.
Right.
I've given you lots of cards with poems.
I owe you.
Man even put my engagement.
Sounds like I owe you an ode. I owe Bruce an ode now, so I'll have to do an ode to something.
Oh, this is going to be beautiful. Yeah.